Right now, hops, those little cone-like flowers that give beer its signature flavor. Most hops in the U.S. are grown in the Pacific Northwest and the panhandle of Idaho.
So what do Wisconsin breweries do if they want to use all local ingredients? Our next guest is hoping to help out with that.
Jerry Clark joins us now. He's an agriculture agent at UW Extension in Chippewa County. He's here to tell us about a hop-growing study in Wisconsin. It's called the Clean Hop Project. Jerry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rob.
We'll spend a lot of time on the supply side and how we grow these, Jerry. Let's start on the demand side. Hops, talk about the role they play in making beer.
Well, hops are for the flavors, so that's usually the bittering that will occur within the beer fermentation process. So depending on the variety that you're going to be using, as well as how long that fermentation process will take, those are all part of the craft beer and the brewmaster's secret ingredients, so to speak. But each hop variety provides a different flavor, and whatever you select for that, select a hop for a specific flavor, or depending how long that hop is in the mash or within the fermentation process, that will determine the flavor of most beers.
I haven't been on top of craft beer trends as much as I used to, but where I left off, there was a lot of hops going on. There were some really hoppy beers out there, right?
Right, yes, and that's where the IPAs are typically the higher, the more bittering units you have in a beer. The IPAs typically are on the higher end, and so there's a history there that in order to ship beer from Europe to India, of course, IPA is for Indian Pale Ale to the country of India, they had to have a very high bittering unit in order for the beer to stay bitter in order to make it in transportation through the shipping channels all the way to India. So the bittering units are very high in IPAs. So all the different types of beers that we have, whether it's a porter, a stout, depending on what they're making, a pilsner, these types of beers, it all depends on the hop is what's going to drive the bittering and the flavor.
And a lot of these craft beer producers, I imagine, here in Wisconsin are trying to be as locally sourced as possible, but hops, that's a stumbling block right now.
Yeah, Wisconsin was historically a high producing state for hops. About 100 years ago, it started to leave the state, and that was all due to downy mildew, which is the one disease that we're still battling. We have some better fungicides for it, but downy mildew is basically the disease that drove the hop industry out of Wisconsin. So as craft beer started to come back, and the craft brewers were looking for all local ingredients, we started to see an interest back in hops. And I think currently we're up around, some of the surveys we've done recently are up around 300 to 500 acres statewide, depending. It's probably closer to 300 to 400 acres, but increasing. So as people add a few acres every year, we're seeing the amount of hops that are being grown in the state continuing to climb.
Let's get into this Clean Hop Project. What's happening there?
Well, the Clean Hop Project is basically something that started, again, demand from starting to grow hops locally here in Wisconsin. And then it's a collaboration with the University of Wisconsin-Madison, especially the plant pathology department, and some of the local agents in UW Extension, primarily in Buffalo County with Carl Dooley, and then down in Tim Rabine was down in Vernon County, who recently retired, and myself. We've been kind of working on helping this project along, but it's really driven by the University of Madison Plant Pathology Department. But basically, it's hard to get pathogen-free plant material for growers to plant into their new hop yards. So basically, this program was driven for four goals in mind, was to evaluate hop varieties that are high yielding and have good quality that can be adapted to Wisconsin, and then develop an economically sustainable system for producing the pathogen-free planting stock. And that's where the plant pathology department at UW-Madison has been doing some tissue culture as well as standard propagation, trying to get basically disease-free planting material that Wisconsin producers can use in order to start out clean and not have downy mildew or some of these other viruses that can be infecting the material when you order it online or get it from out of state. You could be bringing in some problems that are already in the planting material, that be the actual plant itself, some small plantlets, or you end up with purchasing rhizomes, there can be diseases harbored within that plant material. So what the plant pathology department at UW-Madison has been doing is culturing a number of plants and indexing through propagation and tissue culture and determining or producing some plant material that is free of diseases. So it's a nice clean, and that's why we call it the Clean Hop Program. Has a clean, there's no diseases in it. Producers or hop yard owners that are interested in getting this plant material, they can be guaranteed that this is disease-free material and get off to a better start.
Now, we mentioned Pacific Northwest. That's where we're getting a lot of our hops from now. I assume downy mildew exists out there. Is there something about the climate that makes it harder for this disease to affect the hops?
Yeah, typically it's a moist, humid environment. So that's why we saw the hop industry move to the Pacific Northwest a little more, especially on the eastern side of the Cascade Mountains out there, into Idaho. Oregon is another one where that climate's maybe just a little bit lower in humidity than it is here in Wisconsin. So that's where we've seen the most of the plant material that you order from will come from usually the western states, where they have companies and businesses that are selling plant material, but some of that material is not clean, and again, is they have some diseases and viruses that we don't have, but if we don't want to bring that in here as well. But downy mildew is still a problem. It's not just with hops; it's also on a number of other plants that we grow in our gardens, pumpkins. A lot of our vegetables that we grow can have downy mildew. So what's really changed over the last over 100 years especially, but we've got better fungicides that can help combat some of these problems, especially with downy mildew and some of the other diseases that will reduce the quality of the hops. So that's where we're starting to see more success with the more recent hop yards being produced here, or hops being produced here in Wisconsin, is that the production starting out clean, and then some of the better fungicides that we have are helping to keep the quality of the hops up, and that's what some of the local beer craft brewers are looking for.
We're talking about hops with Jerry Clark, agriculture agent at UW Extension in Chippewa County, an ongoing effort to find varieties of hops and clean samples of hops we can grow in the state to serve the needs of the craft beer industry here. Jerry, how many strains or species or whatever they are of hops are we playing with in Wisconsin right now?
Well, typically in the different hop cultivars that we have here in Wisconsin as part of the Clean Hop Project, I think we're looking at 11 of them. We're maybe up to a few more. I know the researchers at UW-Madison are picking up a few different varieties every year, but some of the more popular ones that most growers are looking at, Cascade is a very popular one. It's a very multi-purpose type of hops, and Cascade can be used in a number of different types of beers, but Cascade is quite popular. Mount Hood, Willamette's, and some of the Hallertauers are some of the older varieties that the university's been looking at. But we've got a number of, I think we're up to about 12 or 15 different varieties that or cultivars that we're looking at in this Clean Hop Project. And most of those are available if growers are interested in growing them. I would just encourage them to contact the plant pathology department at UW-Madison to see if Ruth Genger is the researcher in charge of the program. And see what she has available for plants. We've got them located, the trials or some of these, I guess you could call them trials, a number of growers are evaluating them. We have them in several counties across the state, but a number of private hop producers are actually growing them. They're not just on the research stations.
Is there a part of the state that seems like it could be good hop country?
Well, I think overall, as long as you have a well-drained soil, that's one thing. Hops don't like to be sitting in water. So as long as you have a well-drained soil, you should be able to grow most of these varieties. I know we've got six of these varieties here in Chippewa County. They've all went overwintered quite well. We'll be going into our second full growing season, And again, most hops don't maybe hit that full production until year three. So we're early in this process, but some of the growers will be going on their third year this year, and we should start to be able to pull some yield data and start to get the quality as well as the persistence of the plants through this project.
And Jerry, I just learned the limits of my knowledge there. So hops, it's not like a grain where you plant them each year. It's a perennial.
It's a perennial, yes. And I guess one thing, you know, you just don't plant these things thinking we're going to harvest them easily. It's a labor-intensive crop. You know, you have to have a trellis that's typically about 20 feet tall. So they'll climb up a string or some kind of rope that you'll hang from a cable that's about 20 feet in the air, and they just grab onto that rope and climb the string or the rope that you have hanging there. So the binds typically will get 20 feet in most research. The higher you can get your bind, the better your yield's going to be. But yes, it is a perennial. So we look at some other things we're looking at with the university, working with the soils department down there, is some of the nitrogen recommendations. Most of what we're using right now is out of the Northwest from the universities out there, and we're working with the soils department as well as some of the extension agents around the state to look at what the soil and nutrient recommendations should be for growing hops here in Wisconsin. So we have more local data, a localized recommendation than what we're borrowing from out west. So we're looking at a number of different projects with hops since it's kind of had a renaissance period here, and hoping we can provide some good data for the growers out there.
Jerry, want to get a quick word. We've got Andy on the line in Chautauqua, who I guess is participating. Andy, briefly, what's going on?
I wanted to say hi to Jerry. He's actually been out to the farm.
And
we just bought the farm, literally. This past summer, and we're installing our hop yard this spring and summer, and putting plants in the ground this summer. We just met with the extension folks in Madison and had a look at our plants that we're getting from the UW Extension Group.
All right, Andy, thanks a lot for sharing that experience. And briefly, Jerry, if there's another farmer out there who wants to try this out, remind us, who do they get in touch with?
Yes, Dr. Ruth Genger is the plant pathologist at UW-Madison in the plant pathology department. And she would be the one to contact via, I'm sure you can find her. I wish I had her information here a little quicker here for you, but she would be the one to contact regarding email, phone number. Just try to get a hold of Ruth, and she should be able to help you out.
Thanks for joining us. That's Jerry Clark, agriculture agent at UW Extension Chippewa County. The Clean Hop Project is the thing to look up if you're interested.